So often when it comes to storytelling, speakers have one character give a line of dialogue, and then the other character responds with another line of dialogue. Those speakers are on the right track. After all, at least they're using dialogue and not all narration, right? However, the biggest piece of the conversation between those characters is missing. What is that piece? It's the visual reaction the characters should give in response to what was said by the other character. I have a quick story about me losing in a humorous speech contest at the club level, which is the lowest level on which you can lose. And then I say to my audience, and I'll never forget, a seasoned Toastmaster named Alan Mish came up to me afterwards. He said, "Craig, you can win the world championship of public speaking." I said, "What are you talking about? I just lost the humorous speech contest at the club level." He said, "That's okay. The only thing wrong with your humorous speech was that it wasn't funny." Welcome back. Now, those are good lines of dialogue. However, it's what happens in between those lines that's important. When Alan said to me, "You can win the world championship of public speaking," what do you think I was thinking to myself? As if I can think to anyone else. I was thinking, how in the world can you say that? Well, guess what? That's exactly the expression I should show on my face before I respond verbally. That's what happens in real life, right? We give our visual expression, whether we plan to or not, and then we give our verbal response. So instead of just responding with, "What are you talking about?" I have to pause for a moment and shoot the character a crazy look as if to say, "What are you talking about?" with my facial expressions. Then immediately after I start the look, I give the line. But make no mistake about it, it's the look before the line that counts. So show the visual reaction before you give the verbal response. That's what brings that scene to life. Now, do you have to do this with every line of dialogue? Absolutely not. If you did, you'd be making funny faces all day long. But you should definitely do it with the most important lines of dialogue, the lines that would really cause some kind of visual reaction. In fact, in that short story, there's another line that you heard that requires a reaction. When Alan says, "The only thing wrong with your humorous speech was that it wasn't funny," I need to show my character's reaction visually to that as well. And in that case, the visual is a look that says, "Oh, gee, it's got to be funny, huh?" When you're in your next story, never forget what my good friend Darren LaCroix says. Reactions tell the story. Reactions tell the story. He's absolutely right. So give the visual reaction before your verbal response, because it's the look before the line and the look after the line of dialogue that counts. This in itself, I'm telling you, will make your story so much more visual and so much more real. And believe me, it will uncover lots of humor as well. So until next week, keep speaking up.